Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Motivate, the motivation and inspiration podcast. I'm your host, Dahi D, and today's guest is Andy Frisella talking about the recipe for achieving success. Today's episode is really a reminder that your reality is your reality. You can't do anything to change the cards you were dealt, but you can change your energy for it. And it's another reminder that discipline and accountability are really what matter. That's it for me today. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoy today's episode.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Guys, reality is what matters, not what might be, not what could be, not what should be, what is, okay? And we have to make decisions based upon what is, not what we wish it was, okay? And I got a real important message for you guys today that I want to hit on, but it starts with a story. You know, when I was in school, I struggled with school. I was not a great student. I wasn't someone who got A's and B's. I got C's and D's. That's reality. When I went to my guidance counselor when I was 16, 17 years old, we were getting ready to take the standardized test, which at that time was SAT and ACT. I was asked what I wanted to do with my life. And like most 16 and 17 year olds, you know, I didn't really know, but I knew I wanted to do something. I knew I wanted to be something. I knew I wanted to become successful. I knew I wanted to win. You know, living like everybody else was not appealing to me, which coincidentally is why I struggled in school. The reason I struggled in school was because I couldn't see the point in a lot of the stuff that they were teaching. They would teach these, you know, trigonometry and all like all this shit that I couldn't see the practical purpose in. And because I couldn't see the practical purpose in it, I did poorly. I wasn't interested. I didn't execute the way that I could have or should have or whatever. But at the bottom line, I did bad in school. And so when I went in to talk to my guidance counselor, you know, about what it was that I wanted to do there, you know, he wasn't very receptive. And, he asked me, he said, Andy, you know, what do you see yourself doing? Where do you want to go? And at that time I wanted to play football. I wanted to become, you know, successful. And I, you know, I told him, I said, well, I want to go to Notre Dame. I want to go to, you know, a school like Duke or Texas and, you know, play football. And his response to me was laughter. He laughed. And he said, oh, Andy, you know, those places, and it's getting me pissed off even thinking about it. Those places are for cream of the crop. Those places are for the top of the top of the top. And you just ain't it. And he used the term cream of the crop. And I remember thinking like, well, motherfucker, I'm cream of the crop, even though, you know, maybe I wasn't because of what they could see. But I knew I had something. They just didn't know I had something. And, you know, now that same school, you know, I'm proud to say I've, you know, gone out and done some things and I've contributed financially to that school, build them nice facilities, one of the nicest schools in America. In fact, it won awards for that. And I tell you that story because I think this is an important lesson for what's going on in the world right now. When I look around at what's going on in the world right now, I see things that really pissed me the fuck off. And one of the things that pisses me off the most is that when I was growing up, you know, we were taught, you know, you could be anything you want. You want to be an astronaut? You could do it. You want to be a chef? You could do that. You want to be a firefighter? You could do that. And as I got older And as I grew up and learned a little bit more, you know, I learned that the real world, when you get to a certain age, doesn't reward those kind of statements. You know, when you get to be 13, 14, 15, you're not dealing with your fucking parents anymore. You're dealing with the real world. And the real world will quickly remind you that you ain't shit. And they will give you every fucking reason as to why you can't be what it is you want to be. And that's when I was growing up. Now we have this ideology in America where the teachers are telling the kids, especially the minority kids, that they cannot do anything in this country. You cannot achieve anything. You're not going to be successful. Doesn't matter how hard you try. It doesn't matter what you do. You're going to fucking fail. And dude, I think that's the biggest travesty and the biggest crock of shit that's going on in our world right now. Because we as adults should be encouraging these kids. We should be teaching these kids what is truly possible instead of squashing their dreams and squashing their mentality and squashing what they believe they're capable of before they even go out and try. Okay? Because I'm a stubborn motherfucker. Like, you could tell me I'm not going to be able to do shit and I will spite you by doing it. That's just me. I have the ability to take the negative and turn it into productive action. I understand what it's like to get told you're fucking loser or you're crazy or when are you going to get serious about your life? You know, I worked 10 years, guys. My first 10 years of business, I made $58,000 cumulative. Okay? For 10 years, I heard every person I know making fun of me. I heard every person I know telling me it was that I was wasting my time. I've had every motherfucker I know when I tell them what we're going to do, and by the way, we fucking done it by now, laugh in my fucking face. And I'm sure you guys can relate to that. Especially you younger guys, younger girls too, okay? You understand what it's like to have people tell you that you can't do it. And I'm going to tell you something, and this is the fucking truth. This is the reality. And if you don't like it, I don't give a fuck. The truth is this. If you're willing to pay the price and you're willing to do the work and you're willing to take the time and you're willing to consistently get up when you are knocked down over and over and over again, which is going to happen to you if you're pursuing anything outside of the norm, you can make it here in America. All right? Now, if you choose, you can also find every excuse as to why you won't make it. You can find every reason, if you look for it, as to why you won't make it. But at the end of the day, there's going to be two groups of people. And one group is going to be a lot fucking bigger than the other group. Okay? And here's the groups. The one group is going to get told that they can't do it. And instead of fighting and instead of working and instead of, you know, saying, well, fuck that, I'm not willing to accept that, those people are going to just take it. And that's what society's counting on. Society is counting on you giving up. Because if you give up, then you can become dependent on the government system to provide for your whole life, okay? And you could, quote unquote, go be a little poor me over there in the corner and talk about why you could never make it here in this country. That's going to be the bigger group. Then there's going to be a smaller group. And the smaller group is going to be the group that says, hey, you know what? I hear what you're saying, but I'm not willing to accept that. I'm not willing to just roll over and take what I'm given. I'm not willing to stop trying because you say that I can't fucking do it. That's what you say. That doesn't mean it's the truth. And for all of you young people out there, I hope that you will take what I'm saying seriously. I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you were raised. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care about any of that shit. If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, and when I say invest in yourself, I don't mean dollars. I mean by reading, surrounding yourself with positive inputs, okay? And then executing positive outputs. And when I say positive outputs, I don't mean happy-go-lucky, ring around the rosy bullshit. I mean work. If you're the kind of person who is willing to take the information that's available, which, by the way, there has never been more information available than there ever has been. It's never been more. Okay? When I was coming up in business and what I do, I had to read fucking books. And thankfully, that habit stuck. But right now, you can literally go almost anywhere and learn directly from people who have done what it is that you want to do. We've never had opportunity like we've had here in this country right now. But if you look anywhere other than a place like this and a few other select places, you will hear the doom and gloom that you will never be successful here. You will hear how bad America sucks. You will hear how bigoted and biased America is towards fucking everybody. Doesn't matter what your group is. There's an excuse for your group. And my advice to you would be to stop identifying with the group and start identifying with the fucking work. Because at the end of the day, guys, 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. 2 + 2 is going to equal 4. And 10 years of motherfucking work when everybody else is partying, making excuses, doing the cool thing on the weekend is going to pay off. It just is. And you'll never convince me otherwise. And so my talk today obviously isn't for everybody, because there's people listening right now who have already bought into this shit. They've already bought into the fact that no matter what the fuck they do, they can't win. And that's just not true. And I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to you guys right now who still have hope, who still have the fire, who still have the want and the will and the desire to fucking be more and become more and contribute more and win more, because you know your life will be better and everybody else's life around you will be better. I'm talking to you, motherfuckers. You can do this. Look, I don't care who tells you that you can't do it, you're not going to be able to do it, you can't win, the game's rigged against you, you're just a regular human, success is for other people. Dude, we could make a list a mile long of the shit the world is going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you this. Not one person that you look up to, not one person that you look at and think, man, I like that kind of life. Not one motherfucker that has what it is that you're looking for out of life listens to those people. Not one. Not even for a second. So you have a choice to make. You can either listen to what the world is going to tell you over and over and over again. I'm in this game 20+ years, and I still get told all the reasons why we're not going to be able to do what it is we want to do. And people who listen to them are going to lose. People who win figure out reasons why they're going to make it. They understand that that's all fucking noise. They understand that that's all irrelevant. And what is relevant is what you do on a daily basis. And I guarantee you, if you're sitting there and you're wondering why it is that everybody else has this and that and this, and why you don't have shit, I guarantee you that if you take fucking inventory of your actions, they equal what you're getting. Period. So we could talk all this shit about how so-and-so doesn't deserve what they have or whatever. But at the end of the day, people who win fucking do shit, and people who lose talk shit. And more importantly, they talk shit because they've accepted the idea that they can't win. So instead, they contribute to everybody else trying to become part of this group. And I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what your story is. At the end of the day, you can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then fucking do them. And I don't care where you come from. That's reality. That's the shit nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently. And you have to say, well, I am where I am currently because I didn't do X, Y, and Z. And guess what? That fucking hurts a little bit. That bothers us a little bit. It's a hard truth to accept. But once you accept that truth, you are able to then move forward with the actions required to get you to where you want to go. And if you're sick of all the shit, you come here and listen to me, because I'm going to tell you right now, every single motherfucker listening to this show has the potential to be great. You might not become the richest person in the world. Maybe that's not even what you want to become. But you have the ability to create a great life, create a great existence, contribute to the people around you, show them what's possible, which, by the way, is your fucking obligation on this earth. You're only here for a short time. If you're not going to show people what's possible, who the fuck else is? Who's going to show your kids? Who's going to show your aunts and uncles? Who's going to show your fucking nieces and nephews? And all the young people that look at you and think you're the shit. You may not think you're the shit, but there's people in your life that think that. Are you going to fail those people? Are you going to buy into the narrative that you can't? Because if you do, dude, don't even fucking listen to my show. Go listen to some other bullshit. Go watch the fucking news. Go be with everybody else. I will never conform to that. This will never conform to that. We're fucking winners here. We're problem solvers here. If there's a fucking obstacle to overcome, we're going to overcome it. If there's a fucking barrier that needs to be broken through, we're going to fucking break through it. This is what winning is about. And at the end of the day, the world needs winners, because winners show the rest of the people what could be. And every single time a single motherfucker wakes up and realizes that they're living less than their potential, that they're achieving less than what they could, that they are less than what they are supposed to be, every single time one of those people wakes up, you did a morally good deed by living your best life. And I want to leave you with this thought, because it's important. You either are or you fucking aren't. You either will or you fucking won't. You're either going to become or you're not going to become. And it's not because of the outside circumstances. It's because of the inside circumstances. So you could tell yourself all the shit. You could tell yourself all the shit, all the reasons why you're not. None of it's true. And just know that. Just know that every fucking excuse that you've made for your fucking life is bullshit, because there's people out there, lots of people who come from worse than you, who have fucking had bigger challenges than you, who have had more struggles than you, who have faced far more adversity than you, that get it done every motherfucking day.